All right, new episode, Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. Thanks everyone for tuning in to the 17th episode. Glad I've been keeping with my promise of doing regular episodes. And in keeping with the theme last week of home improvement, we got a new fridge, finally. You know, a good one is stainless steel, one of the Samsung ones with all the digital temperature and all that stuff. Our old fridge was like straight out of an extra from the Brady Bunch. It's definitely older than the house itself. So glad to get a new fridge. It's got a lot more room, all that stuff. So maybe talk a little more home improvement stuff this episode. Portland Hip Hop Week is coming up. Most of the events are going to now be done online. But you still should tune in, stream, support, you know, Venmo and Cash App, the artists and the hosts and all that of these events. There's going to be some great events going on. Hip Hop Fighting Cancer, who I'm a board member on, is going to be honoring DJ Cliff. So that should be a good event to tune in. Jordan will be in the house. DJ Cliff will be there. OG1, Chain Taylor, bunch of other artists are going to be on the bill. So definitely check that out. Check for the flyers online, Hip Hop Fighting Cancer. You can see the time to tune into that event. DJ Cliff is also going to be having mic check. So with, I believe I am Jordan and Grand National on the bill. Big Wino. I might want to look at the flyer again, because I don't have it offhand with me, but I'll update it later in this episode or the next one, which will be before Hip Hop Week as well. But that should be a dope event. Mic check. There's other events going on. So go to the Hip Hop or the PDX Hip Hop Week Instagram. You can see flyers for all the events coming up that week. There's going to be like a beat challenge, a verse challenge thing, all kind of cool stuff going on. So PDX Hip Hop Week should be cool. Even though most of the stuff will be online, you can still participate, show love and support, and all that stuff. Yes, it's we live in different times, but it will go on. Of course, the Star Awards will be an event of PDX Hip Hop Week, which I didn't even get to attend last year, but Shado went last year and said it was really cool. And, you know, it was a bummer. I wanted to go and see, you know, all these people that I really like, look up to and stuff, win their awards. And it blows my mind that I actually get one this year. I didn't think that, you know, I'm just very, very honored, like I said in the past episode, and humbled to be getting one of the awards. So yeah, the Star Awards will be a PDX Hip Hop Week event. Tune in. You can watch that on Twitch, YouTube. I don't know if they're going to be streaming it on Instagram, but Instagram streaming never goes well anyway when it comes to music related stuff. So I would just probably go straight to Twitch or YouTube and check it out. Twitch, the DJ OG1 Twitch, on YouTube. I'm not sure if it's going to be on OG1's page or a separate page, but I'm guessing it's going to be on his. But also check the PDX Hip Hop Week Instagram for updates on that, and I'll update you in the future. I didn't even plan to even talk about that, but I'm like, oh yeah, Hip Hop Week is coming up. I definitely have to mention this. So there we go. For all my hip hop heads and fans who know me from my other shows, Hip Hop Week is coming up. We definitely need to support. The whole city needs to support. Man, I'm really bummed that OG1's radio shows are gone, you know? This is his last, as I'm recording this, he's having his last episode of In These Streets tonight, which I'm definitely going to tune into. But by the time you hear this episode, that will have already happened. I just listened to his last episode last night of Groove Theory on X-Ray also. So yeah, it's man, that was one of the shows. Like, I really, you know, of course, Welcome to the Neighborhood with DJ Cliff, both the OG1 shows, you know what I mean? Cool Nuts and Juma on Jammin'. But those, you know, those are the shows that I like. When I started doing my radio show, I was listening to and getting ideas, you know, how I wanted to do radio and stuff like that. So I definitely, man, I'm going to miss his shows for sure. So, yeah. Man, you should definitely show DJ OG1 some love during the Hip Hop Week events because he's still going to be around in the culture. Dude, you know, he's always doing stuff. He's still the Blazers DJ, and he's not going anywhere. He's just, like he said, shifting to new and greater stuff. So it'll be cool to check out what's up next from OG1. And just being a radio fan, he's not going anywhere, but just being a radio fan, I'm going to miss the shows. That's all. So just wanted to pay my respect to those shows. And I'm glad DJ Cliff's still there rocking with us on X-Ray on Saturday night, so that's cool. So I'm gonna talk with my wife, I think, in this episode about home improvement stuff again, because I like having her on as a guest to talk. She's good at just people can see kind of the back and forth that we have and stuff. And not even sure where I'm going with this episode, to be honest. That's why it's called Random Podcast. I just know I got to put an episode out. And so I'm kicking it off this morning in my kitchen, making coffee as I like to do. And matter of fact, it's done brewing and I should pour a cup. Excited that it's Saturday. Of course, got the weekend off. And on top of that, nothing else. I'm gonna have to really pull this episode out of my butt to make it work. It's gonna be awesome. So we'll see where we go with this one. I'm sure I'll come up with topics throughout the couple days of recording here that'll make up the episode. I might just finish this joint all today. We'll see. There you go. You get to hear my random streams of consciousness out loud. I don't even know where I'm going with this episode of my podcast. It's going all down the drain. 2020. Man. I promise you, though, I have thought about this, and we are going to get into some deeper stuff in future episodes. So don't feel like Danny Ocean is avoiding any issues of the current times that are going on. I'm just a very measured person, meaning I don't want to just talk out of my ass about stuff. So if I start to talk, when I am going to talk about heavy topics such as protesting going on, police brutality, COVID, that kind of thing, I'm going to know what I'm saying before I open my mouth on serious events. These are life or death events for many people, you know? And so I don't want to just speak on what I don't know what I'm talking about. It's always good to educate yourself, you know, read, watch stuff, get several different perspectives on every topic you can think of. Even if you know that most of this side's perspectives are just wrong perspectives, there's truth in most stuff. So you have to see why people have motives for what they're saying. You know, what are their motives? It's kind of like if you've ever taken business classes. So, you know, I went to business school and I'm a business graduate, and they'll have you analyze like business cases that happen, you know, when businesses got sued or this kind of thing, or just controversies that happen, or other just any kind of event that happens, business ventures, that kind of thing. But what they'll have you ask you, what they'll have you write down a lot of times is, who are the stakeholders in these situations? You know what I mean? And I remember the first business class where they told me, where they asked me that, I was like, why do you care about who the shareholders are? It's not the shareholders. Stakeholders are like, you know, who gains, you know, who gains, who's affected. Not only who gains, but who loses, you know, who's affected by the outcome of this situation. Those are the stakeholders. And so you got to ask yourself, anytime an event happens, who are the stakeholders? You know, who benefits from this? Or like, anyway, when a story's told by a certain media outlet, you know, who are the stakeholders? Who are they trying to pander to? That kind of thing. You always, because it seems like no matter what side of the political spectrum you think these news outlets fall on, they all have motives somewhat. That you got to understand, they're all for-profit corporations, so they have motives for sure. So you can't really trust any of them. You got to, unfortunately, sometimes read a news outlet you might not like, or read, you know, you just, my point to all this rant is, educate yourself as much as possible on every issue if you care about it, or you want to think about it, or talk about it, or know about it. You really can't just take one side or stay trapped in your bubble. This is a part of the problem that we're in this country and world right now, is people hear just the news that suits them. You know, they'll be like, people will really hear a story on their news thing. You know, their feed is completely devoid of any other news that doesn't cater to the way they want. And then they'll be like, mainstream media didn't report this. But if you Google search it, just the story, mainstream media did report it. You just aren't watching those channels. You know what I mean? And by the way, if we're talking about mainstream media, the top rated media news channel on TV is Fox News. So it doesn't get more mainstream than that. Just be sharper with your definitions. You're playing fast and loose if you're not including Fox News in mainstream media. Sorry to break it to you. They are the mainstreamest media there is. Period. There's no argument there. You can't brag about being number one in the ratings and then act like you aren't the mainstream media. You're the richest news channel on cable news. It's like Michael Jordan criticizing Hall of Famers. There we go. Anyway, enough of the rants. That's as deep as I'm going to get for this episode. But just know in the future when I talk about stuff, I'm going to know what the F I'm saying. Thanks for tuning in to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. I hope to bring a great episode. We're going to go to a little break and we will be back.
Speak so loud.
All right, I'm back. Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. And as you can hear, Shado's with me.
Yeah, buddy.
See, you speak plenty loud. Is that a cat or a rat?
It was a cat.
So we...
This ain't New York.
Yo. No, that... Okay. Oh, so that no. One day when we went to the Swiggle show...
Yeah.
You know where the dude was standing on the speaker and stuff at the joint 21st?
The dude that...
Where, that was awesome. You know when they went to the intermission and did like their huddle up? I left. Remember, I left you guys and went to the smoke shop, right? It was like 3 blocks away. Yeah. Well, when I'm coming back from the smoke shop, a big ass rat ran in front of me, dude.
Damn, what's downtown? Well, close enough to downtown.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, it came out from behind a building, like a restaurant, and just like, I was like, what?
What?
I was like, if I would have been running faster, I would have like kicked it on accident.
That's funny.
I have a fear with like rats and mice that they're gonna run up my pant leg and like bite my leg or something.
What are you, an elephant?
I don't know. Yeah, dude.
Don't
like
climb in your ear.
Yeah, dude. Like,
ugh. Yeah, man. I think, you know what? I bet everybody's got some kind of like weird, creepy thing like that happening.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like real talk.
Yeah, dude.
I used to have like thoughts like that. I seen some horror movies back when I was a kid. Like, man, this is real. I don't even know the name of this movie no more. But it was like this lady, and she like was growing like a bump on her face, so I just thought she had bad acne.
Okay, this right? is a movie.
Yeah, this is a movie.
Okay,
and then the bump got really big. I was like, man, that ain't no acne.
Okay,
that is big. And then like by the time it like turned into this like bubble, right? And what came busting out was a bunch of little spiders.
What the heck?
I know. I was like, oh my god. Ah.
Wow, freak bro.
Me the fuck out. I was like, oh, I'm good.
So you saw this when you were a kid, you
yeah,
said?
Yeah, I was a kid, yeah.
Oh, heck no.
I was like, hell no.
Young kid or like?
Yeah, I was young, dude. I was not a teenager.
Oh, no.
I was like, please, I'm going to keep my face clean.
Yeah, that would have scarred me. Ugh. I used to really believe that like myth that you could get roach eggs in your tongue or whatever. They like, did you ever hear that story about the lady that like licked an envelope and like roach eggs grew in her tongue?
No.
Bro, I believed that for the longest. When I used to close envelopes, I would lick my finger.
That's terrible.
Then wipe it on the envelope to close it. Wash my finger. Do the other
you
half
know,
the envelope.
I kind of actually remember this now. None of you are telling me yet. I remember you telling me about this now.
And it's an urban legend, man.
That's some funny stuff, man.
Yeah.
Good shit.
They're like, she could have got roach eggs from the envelope, but they wouldn't have, like, got embedded in her tongue that she was growing them inside her tongue.
It was a real story, but they grew on her tongue or in her tongue?
It was made up.
Oh, okay, so she made it up. Or
no, it was a made up.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It was like an urban legend or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I got it. Like somebody told you you read it.
I don't remember. See, it was like, this was like kind of when the internet was like, well, I think the first time I heard it, the internet was like a brand new thing. And it wasn't like, you couldn't go on the internet. Like, there wasn't social medias to like go and like find shit. You know, there wasn't like Wikipedia. There wasn't enough like fact checking tools yet to like really just at the fingertips. You couldn't just search. There was no Google search yet when I heard this. You know what I mean? I don't even know if there was a search engine. It was early in the days of internet existing that I heard this rumor, if not before the... I don't know. Didn't Al Gore invent the internet in like 1823 or something?
You're funny.
No, apparently though, the reason why I say that is I heard the internet has been a thing for a long ass time, but like it wasn't used the way we use it until the 90s or whatever. But, like, apparently the military's had some form of internet since the 60s or something like that. So.
That's crazy.
Like, war games and shit. Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick? Wow. Like, Ferris Bueller era.
Isn't that who was in War Games?
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick.
He was. Let's play a game.
Her sister hated that everyone knew him and stuff.
I have a sister in that movie.
Yeah, in Ferris Bueller. Bueller, yeah.
I thought you were talking about War Games.
No.
Okay.
Remember in Ferris Bueller?
Dude, what's your favorite Matthew Broderick movie?
Ferris Bueller.
Man.
I'm trying to think, what else was he in?
Man. Okay, so, like, standouts? So, yeah, definitely Ferris Bueller and War Games and Election, The Producers.
Oh, whoa.
Tower Heist.
Election with Reese Witherspoon,
yes.
Right? He was the weird ass teacher. Okay.
Yeah, that movie was dark.
For real.
It was good, but it was dark. I like that movie. Seeing Reese Witherspoon like that was a trip, though.
She can act her ass off.
She really can, man.
I've seen her play so many different types of characters now. She's not really typecast.
Yeah, she got a range.
Yeah.
And I liked her in that series with Kerry Washington.
Yeah, I gotta watch further. Did you make it through the first season?
Yeah, I finished that day.
Oh,
I was talking to you. It only took me like one day to finish that.
Those cable series are so short. They're like 8 or 12 episodes. And
yeah, I don't even think it was. It went by fast.
Yeah.
Same with like Netflix. Like, do networks not know what a season is anymore? Like, 8 episodes is not a season.
Yo, when we were kids, like a new series had like 26 episodes a season.
Yeah, for real, that's a show.
Yeah.
Like, y'all cheating.
For real.
I don't care if it's an hour long.
Don't get me started.
If it's an hour long, then do 16 or, you know, 15 episodes or something.
If I ever become a mega millionaire and start my own streaming service, all my shows are going to have at least 20 episodes.
Yeah, I'm fine with like anything more than 12.
20. All mine will have 20. Especially if they're sitcoms. They'll have at least 20.
Yeah, sitcoms, yeah, definitely.
There's no reason a half-hour comedy shouldn't have tons of episodes.
Yeah, they need to have a minimum of 20. Minimum.
Because it's only a half-hour long show.
Yeah, for real. You should be cranking.
Really, 22 minutes if you take out all the commercials, you know.
Yeah, seriously.
But I digress. I digress. Man, we had a cool interview for those who listen to the radio show this Saturday coming up. You can check out, they gave us a show. We interviewed Skylar Ray tonight, and this interview will air on Saturday's episode, so check that out. Freeform, Portland 90.3 if you're in the Portland area, or 98.3. And if you're anywhere else in the world, just tune in app and look up Freeform Portland. So you can't escape us. We're everywhere.
Everywhere. So no excuses, people.
No. They're back. Oh, you're playing my album.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know this album.
Yeah.
Through and through, don't you?
For sure. I used to torture my ex with this album.
This ain't no torture. This album is dope.
Yeah. But I played it nonstop. It was like the only thing I played for like a couple months straight.
Why did you do that? Okay, I get the
tour. I lived this album, man.
That's fine.
This album was my joint. It wasn't the only... That was kind of an exaggeration. I was also playing the shit out of the first DMX around this time, too. Because they both came out about the same time, but this was definitely my number one album for, like, all of whatever, 98 or whatever year this came out.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That whole album is fire, though.
Yes.
So, like, would you put that above the Muddy Waters album?
Yes, for me personally. And I might be the only person who's ever, like, I thought that was a more popular opinion. That album was so dope to me, I assumed it was everyone's favorite.
Man, Muddy Waters album was
But that seems
so
to be everyone's
dope.
Favorite. But but I see that most lists have Doctor's Name as second to Muddy Waters. So yeah, I'm okay with it being in everyone's top two.
Yeah, I know. When I go back and I listen to it, I mean, you made some good points. And that album had a lot of cuts on there. And I was like, man.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, Muddy Waters, man. That whole album, you can, like, play it and not skip a track.
Yeah,
they had like 26 songs.
Muddy Waters isn't terrible to me either, because I feel like it's kind of the beginning. Like, Muddy Waters is kind of like, Doc's the Name definitely, like, came out of that, if that makes sense. Yeah. Redman, before those two albums, was kind of evolving into what he was on Muddy Waters.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then Doc's the Name, I think he, like, hit the peak Redman to me. Because the first album was way different. For anyone who's heard the first Redman album, it was really hype. But, you know, you've heard the first Redman album, Time for Some Action and shit like that. And then the second one, Dare's a Dark Side. Yeah, Dare's a
Dark Side. Man, I love that album.
That was kind of getting to closer to what he is now, but it was... Yeah.
I can't wait to get it.
Yeah.
That's so dope, dude. That album had nothing but cuts on it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm playing that on the radio show.
What it look like? Oh, that's my joint off
anybody
there.
Anybody listening to this, if you hear I Can't Wait by Redman, that's how you can earn yourself some tickets.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, yes.
There.
Some of the Skylar Ray tickets, yes.
Yes. Tell you that right now.
Yeah, you should play that if we have an editor.
Oh, yeah. I can make it in, so it's going to get played. Believe that.
Bro, you gotta edit out the cerebral palsy part, though, bro. It's not offensive. Yeah. You gotta edit that part. Because that's mad offensive. Just
Okay, it will be edited out. Well, glad you said something, because I would have left it. I'm like, ain't nobody, like, really thinking about it, but okay.
Yeah. I always try to take out any kind of, like, ableist slurs. Not that it offended me, but... I'm on top of it, man.
I will do my best to remember that.
Good, sir.
All the other words I'll be listening out for, that might get over.
Dude, we finally got a new fridge.
Dude, you got a new everything. Y'all big pimping.
Big pimping.
I'm proud of y'all.
It's that double income, man.
I know, right? You can do things.
Yeah, it's like, oh, and then Amy's like, let's do this. And I'm like, shit. I'm like, oh, I guess, okay.
Yeah, I know that dual income is nice.
Well, we got the fridge for like 1/3 the price what a new fridge costs. So it's a 3-year-old fridge. But it's still a newer looking fridge. Like our old fridge.
We got a brand new fridge.
Like have you seen the old fridge in my kitchen? Do you remember what it looked like?
I remember, yeah.
That fridge could be an extra or like a body double for the fridge that the Brady Bunch had in the Brady Bunch. It was that old. So we finally got a silver fridge now with, you know, that looks like
steel.
It looks like it was made in this century like everyone else's fridge. You know, it's got a digital temperature reading and stuff, you know.
Digital temperature. Does it get water and ice?
Yes, yeah.
Nice.
All that. It's like the year before they started making the smart fridges with the screens and stuff. It's the last model before that. So it's a Samsung. It's somewhat smart, but not like with a screen smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. But I like those with the screen smarts.
Yeah. So, good used fridge. Like I said, we got it for 1/3 the price of a new fridge, so can't be mad about that.
No, not mad at that about that at all.
We've been doing...
Congratulations once again on that for you, man.
So much more room.
And it's more well lit.
Oh, yeah. All that. It's taller. Mm-hmm. The freezer is much more, like, easy to organize because it's, like, these drawers and it slides out. And our old freezer was on the top and you open it and shit just flies out at you from the door and shit like that. Ice packs fall on your foot and shit. So the new fridge is way better.
My foot.
Oh yeah, like true story. Like that happened to me more than once. Like a frozen, like a frozen slab of chicken fell on me one time, dude.
My cheese, no.
Yeah, dude. So.
Curse this fridge. Curse it.
Yeah, for real. So.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So, dude.
Oh yeah.
God.
What were you gonna say?
I'm glad that we do what we do because what we do gives me life and energy to get through my week.
What we do?
Yes.
Never do.
What they do, what they do. Like, yeah, doing the radio, the TV shows, the podcast gives me life.
Me too.
And hope.
That's good.
Yes. And soon, a lot more.
Soon, yes.
Yes, very soon.
Very, very soon.
Check out the merchandising. Merchandising.
Spaceballs the movie.
Spaceballs the mug.
Yeah.
Spaceballs the flamethrower. I was like, whoa.
Stupid.
Yeah, he had like a doll. Spaceballs
the doll. Wait, I have a topic for you.
Yeah.
Did you see the trailer for the new Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah, the drama one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
I might actually get into that.
Is it real?
Oh, I might actually get into that, man.
That's what you saw that at, right? Because I put it on my Is It Real.
Was it your Is It Real that I saw it?
Yeah, Is It Real.
That must have been where I saw it. Yeah, that must have been where I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I did like a little bite about a little sound.
So is it going to be a movie or a series? Because
it's a series.
The trailer made it seem like it was a movie. I was confused, man.
I think it's supposed to be a drama series.
Okay.
But whether it's a drama series or the movie, I think it's got to be a series.
I like them reimagining it as a drama instead of just trying to copy as a comedy with the
movie. And Will Smith will be involved.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's official. He the one that signed off on it and is pushing to make it possible. And he's the one that's going out to get the network deals with the dude that had the idea.
I noticed that even though it's serious, that in the trailer, Carlton still has the dance. So I will be watching. That would have been the deal breaker for me.
No Tatiana Ali or Karen Parsons or Alberto Rufunzo.
Tatiana Ali could be like the Aunt Viv now.
Yeah, she could.
Karen
be.
Parsons could.
Man, dude. No, she can't be Aunt Viv. She could be Hillary.
Old Hillary.
She could be Hillary. Man, you can't pull off Aunt Viv, dude. That's hard, man.
Aunt Viv.
I love Tatiana Ali, but she ain't. Aunt Viv was on another level.
So who would you cast as Aunt Viv? Scarlett Johansson?
No. What is wrong with you? People make me punch you.
That's kind of a joke because like they say that Scarlett Johansson always takes all the parts that should be for like non-white women, basically. You know?
That's awesome.
So
that is awesome.
No disrespect to Scar Joseph.
You know who I would pick? I would pick Angela Bassett, though. I think she'd be a good Aunt Viv. She could pull it off.
Oh, yeah. Angela Bassett could be a good anything, man.
Yeah, she could. She could kill it.
Yeah.
So I would pick her.
Okay. It can't go wrong with that. Why not? Mm-hmm. Why not Angela Bassett?
Yeah. She's still dope. And I love her in the movie.
She can still receive her groove back.
Yeah. I loved her in Mission Impossible. She was a gangster in that. Did you see that movie?
Wait.
Mission Impossible Fallout?
No, dude, I'm so behind on the Mission
on
the Mission Impossible. I couldn't catch up with everything during the binge. I caught up on a lot of stuff, but
yeah. Well, what's start the Mission Impossible series next, dude?
I plan on doing those before the superhero movies, so I will do Mission Impossible.
Yes, like start at Mission Impossible 3 on up.
No, I think I still got to do 2, bro.
Don't watch 2. Do not watch 2. Just skip 2. It never existed. You think we late? It's so bad.
Really, is that bad?
John Woo ruined it. It was so bad that
John Woo. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Tom Cruise, he took because like nobody wanted to support that movie after that. Tom Cruise took like most of his fortune and put it into making Mission Impossible 3. Wrote that, filmed that, damn near directed it
to make it better.
Yes, exactly. And revitalize it. Now everybody wants to get back on board.
So it's Batman and Robin bad?
Yeah, dude. I put it right there.
Right? Remember George Clooney is Batman?
And he had them stupid doves, dude. That John Woo doves, dude. What's with his thing with doves? Somebody tell me that. What's with him and doves?
It's like his cowbell.
Yeah, dude. You know what? I'm not gonna say.
You know what? This shot needs.
You know what?
It's more dubs.
It's not as bad as Batman bad. All right, it's still better than the Batman.
But the George Clooney one.
Yeah, it's way better than that. But for Mission Impossible, because like the first Mission Impossible was so dope, it was epic, dude. I mean, like, think about that. You had Jean-Pierre in there, and you had, like, Vin Reigns, Tom Cruise. Everybody was killing it, dude. And, like, it was just go. You had John Voight. Like, man, dude, it was heavy hitters in that one. Like, and everybody killed it on that.
John Voight.
Yeah, man. And, like, they came out with that second one, and everybody was like, what is this? This is terrible.
John Voight.
Yeah, man. It's like everybody just wanted to burn that movie and like blow it up because it was not the business.
It was that bad, huh?
Yeah. Anyway,
is John Voight's greatest movie Varsity Blues?
No. What are you gonna slap you for that, dude. That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. Like, damn, dude. The National Treasure movies he did was better than...
So let me rephrase the question. Is Varsity Blues the greatest movie ever or the second greatest movie ever?
I'm at the ejection button on my car, dude. Get out. You can walk home from here. Bye. Oh, bye.
What's wrong with Varsity Blues?
It's terrible. like, the way they had high schoolers kicking it, like, they was just grown people in that town.
Yo.
I get that text.
Remember their teacher was a stripper?
Yeah. And the girlfriend with the whipped cream taste, like,
really? Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding?
She was like, you're the star quarterback now. Let me make you a whipped cream bikini.
I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, right. Like, come on.
I mean, but you licked the whipped cream bikini, though, right? Be real.
Come on. Who has it?
I mean, you would, though, right? Her?
Who?
That
has
girl?
It?
Remember, she was on Heroes also.
There was nothing bad what she did. That was awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like, what guy wouldn't want that from his girl? I was just like, come on.
Her and her terrible accent. You're the star quarterback now.
Yeah, thank you. That is what did it. Like, oh, this is so terrible. Stop.
She was dope in Heroes, though. And what's the one where everyone kept dying? Heroes. Final Destination? She was in that, too.
Oh, yeah. Man, I forgot about that movie.
Yeah.
They still make those?
I don't know. Final Destination 85.
God, just stop already.
Well... Thank you for coming on my podcast again, and I'm going to go to a break. This has been Shado. Follow him. Check out his movie show, Is It Real? He does the dopest movie reviews this side, west of everywhere. He does them all. So check it out, Is It Real? You can find those on YouTube. You can follow it on Instagram. I'm going to be back after this. Welcome back to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast, and I got the wife with me. And the reason why I have you on is I wanted to talk about the cobbler that you made yesterday. What was it?
Blueberry cobbler.
Okay, and where'd you get the idea? Just because we had a lot of blueberries, or?
Well, yeah, but, and like, what, I don't know.
So was it your first time making a cobbler?
No, I just made peach cobbler.
Oh, that's right. Whoops.
Which you enjoyed.
Yeah.
But my first time making blueberry cobbler, yes. Uh-huh.
And was it hard?
No, actually it was really easy.
And you told me this before, but what would you change about the recipe?
I was very disappointed in this so-called best blueberry cobbler recipe ever because there is too much lemon zest, and I'm not a fan of lemon in my food.
To begin with, huh?
To begin with. But, like, you know, sometimes a little zest, it adds flavor, but it was, no. And it was disappointing, but I'm still going to eat it.
Zest is like a word I think of pickles. Not cobbler.
Ew.
It's zesty. They're pickles. They're zesty. So the zest was not zesty. So
no, it was zesty. It was too zesty.
Okay. So I'm going to eat some now because I'm hungry. Do we have ice cream with it?
No, but we have Cool Whip.
I love how if anyone's listening, they're just listening to me talk about what food I'm going to eat. But I wanted to honestly wanted to talk to you about the home improvement stuff. So we last episode we had put a new toilet, and so the new developments are we now have a new fridge.
Yes.
Which my awesome wife found for a really good deal.
Yeah. Bargain shop.
Good for you. Good on you, I mean. I told Shado this earlier in the episode. For those who can kind of picture it, our fridge could have been like an extra on the Brady Bunch.
I mean, it wasn't like, you know, that weird olive green or anything like that. But, I mean, our house was built in 1995, and it probably was the original fridge our house
came. I feel like the fridge is older than even that. I feel like the fridge is like...
It was old enough that we had to duct tape the handles together.
I feel like that fridge was like a legacy fridge that was brought from another house and was brought from another house before that. Like, it was almost like so old, it was almost rounded on the edges and stuff. But so we got an awesome new fridge. And then now you want to do some painting in here, right?
I want to finish painting, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I want to do the counters.
Yes, let's talk about that then, because this is something I'm very interested in talking about right now.
Did we talk about this last time?
The counters?
Yeah.
Oh, we can talk about it again.
Okay.
We probably did. We still haven't done the counters.
No, but talking about how we were going to do the counters?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and listen.
Okay, well, anyway, you probably didn't listen to that episode anyway, so I'll just say it again.
Yeah.
We're going to try this Gianni counter painting kit. And so you paint directly over the top of your countertop in this, in several layers of paint with like a sponge, and then you seal it. And when it's all done, it looks like granite.
So we're going to just paint over this shit.
We're going to paint on it and then we're going to seal it.
Okay. So everyone in this episode now is going to know how we cheated and made our counter look. You really just, wrecked everything. This is like when the person told everyone that wrestling was fake.
Everyone's going like, why don't you just get new countertops? Which I would love to do. But this kitchen, if you saw it, needs a major remodel, which includes taking down an entire wall.
Fact.
And we plan to do that.
So we're going to hold off on the real new countertops until then.
Until then, yes. And that may be a ways down the road. But for now, we can definitely do better than what we have now.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Anything is better than what we have now.
And we just sand it down, let the kids paint it.
You know what I mean? That would be better than what it is.
Why don't we make it like where the kids can just write on it with chalk markers? That'll be good for around our food, right?
Yeah, that's safe.
Yeah. Safe and sanitary. Why not? Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, anything else you want to say about anything else? Counters are probably the next thing. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, we're going to get a new fence, right?
Yeah, we've been getting quotes on fences. That has been...
Fences are expensive.
No, just not even the price. Working with contractors is really interesting. It is not like any other profession I've ever worked with before. I've never had to hire contractors for anything because we've always rented.
Yes.
And then now I have these people who are supposed to be coming at this time on this day or like haven't told me when they're coming and just show up. People who come and then never send me the quotes. Like, it's been crazy. We've had... At least I feel like 6 to 8 people at our house, and we've only actually been given like 3 quotes.
What do you think the other people are doing? Just coming to case the joint, and that's why they're not given quotes?
No, I think that our project is really small, and I think that they come and see what we want done, and they...
It's not enough.
Yeah, most places are taking bigger...
But wait, are they all contractors? Aren't there fencing companies we can call, and they're not contractors?
Well, you know...
Like, isn't there Fence R Us we can call?
Yes, they're fencing contractors, right? Isn't that a thing?
Well, yeah, I'm sure there is business or a company with like, oh, our guy Tim will be on it. And then they all have like uniforms and they all say the fence guys. Isn't there some shit?
Yeah, like Rick's Fencing or what?
No, not like Rick's Fencing. Like Fences R Us. Like more than one, no person's name is on it because we got so many fucking fencers working here. Isn't there some shit like that?
I don't think so.
Like Oil Can Henry's.
I think Home Depot does fence installation.
There we go. There's got to be a company, a major company that does it.
But I think we're going to get a good quote from this, the kid who came today.
And it's not Fences R Us?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
I liked the fact that he asked me, can I ask you what your other quotes have been? And I was like, well, and he was like, what are the lower end of your quotes? And so I told him the two lowest ones. And he was like, okay, well, I'm going to try to give you the best deal. So like I really felt like he was going to honestly try to give us the best deal. That's why I like want to go with him.
Okay, well, because did he break out some wood and demonstrate his fence building abilities?
No, but he has pictures on his little profile, and he's built nice fences.
Okay. Well, we will see.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fence is a big thing because I feel like the wind could, like, blow that one over.
And yeah. This,
if we have a rough winter.
Or snow.
Yeah.
We have two sides of our fence that are about to go down at any moment.
One side especially.
Over there.
I would say that side.
And over there.
I would say that side.
Have you seen how bad that one's leaning now? Especially since people have been coming and like shaking it. I know it's like slowly leaning into the neighbor's yard.
We should charge every person that comes and touches it. There's going to be a wear and tear fee on that. Anyway, anything else you want to say about house stuff before I close this episode out and send it out to the people?
Fish poop is great plant fertilizer. I'm out.
You don't just say something like that and then leave it off. Fish poop? Is this like the name of the brand, or they're literally people take like the fish dookie and then plant it in the bottom of their plants?
People literally like scoop out the old fish water.
Oh, like fish tank fish poop.
Fish tank fish water.
Gross, like goldfish poop?
Yeah, and pour it into their plants.
So you're telling me that in some of these plants around my house, there's goldfish poop?
No, because I've never done that.
Okay, and we're never gonna. Okay. No, this will be like a line in the sand thing with me and you. If you use fish poop on these plants, we're donezo.
Dunzo.
I'm just joking. I would never do that. People are like, oh, he's the worst. I wouldn't do that.
No, he wouldn't.
But fish poop? That's weird. That's interesting. I wonder what works better. Goldfish poop? Betas? Little tiny sharks? Those ones that clean off the cages? No one cares. Why am I going on about that?
That's why I just ended it with fish poop.
Oh, yeah? Want to do dad jokes?
Done.
Anyway, we're not going to do dad jokes again. I can't beat that like a dead horse every episode. But sometimes...
Wait, what was the one that your niece told you today?
Crap. How did I already forget that? I already forgot it. Do you remember it?
No, dang it.
It's awful. That was just mere hours ago, too.
It was really funny.
Yes, and it was. And how did I forget it? I'm the worst. Anyway, you're listening to the worst podcast in the world. Thank you for tuning in. Everyone that's still stuck with me, like, you all deserve a prize and a hug and shit. But stay tuned for the next episode coming soon. You've been listening to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. What?
I'm going to talk about my Buy Nothing mystery solving.
You're not going to talk about Buy Anything on here. Okay. Join me next time when we will not be talking to Mrs. Ocean about anything, especially not that. You can listen to this podcast almost anywhere podcasts are. Yeah. So go there, find it, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify. If you don't have access to one of those, you're not hearing me right now anyway. Anyway, we'll be back next time.